So, how's it feel now to be back out after all the time you had to sit out?
It feels real good. I mean, like, glad to be back out here with my teammates, actually being able to participate and do some things and keep working, just trying to get back in the swing of things.
In your mind, where do you think you are in relation to where you want to be?
You know, that's all up to the coaches. You know, I'm just going to come out here and just do as best as I can to show them that I can actually participate and make plays.
Mike, what were you able to get out of last year, even though you were physically unable to participate?
Just being able to watch and soak up a lot of the things that the veteran guys out there playing were doing. Just being able to learn a lot of that stuff has really helped me a lot, you know, focusing more on the mental part of the game.
Can you give me an example of maybe something you picked up from someone or focused on a lot mentally?
Just being able to read offenses and just knowing what the receivers are going to do in certain situations, certain formations, that's really helped me a lot.
How valuable is this extra time?
It's definitely valuable. It helps out a lot, you know, just getting back, like, especially for a guy like me that wasn't out here, you know, practicing really at all last year. It helps me get back in the swing of things. So
it is your second year, but does it still feel kind of like your rookie year?
And some certain aspects, yeah, it does. You know, actually coming out here for, you know, the mini camps and whatnot, you know, I kind of do have an idea of what to expect, so it's not as stressful as it was last year. So
obviously this team lost a starter with something.
Mm-hmm.
What's the mentality of all you guys out here, the young guys or the newcomers?
You know, I mean, dealing with that, and there's always the people, you know, you never know when you're going to lose somebody, and there's always going to be somebody ready to step in, and it's up to us to be prepared and be able to step in and make the plays. So,
you know, this is a place where they're going to play the guy who earns the job. And when you look at someone, Asante was a fourth rounder, and you were a sixth rounder. I mean, do you take any inspiration from that, hey, it doesn't matter, you know, if I play, they'll play me?
Yeah, definitely. It's all about what you do out here, what you show them out on the field practicing. And it's anybody's job, you know. Anybody that shows up, you know, day in and day out and does the right things, they're going to put out there.
Wrist feels good. Everything's all set with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's good.
Is that just Capers, Brent?
You know, he's been around a long time, and he knows the stuff. He's really, you know, real wise guy, and he's really helping us out, especially the young guys, just learning fundamentals and getting out here and doing the right things.
Is his personality, some of the guys that have played for him before have described him as a teacher and a real open guy, easy to talk to? Is that what you're getting?
He's definitely a real open guy, you know, easy to talk to, knows the game, and it just helps out tremendously. So.
Was the wrist of Caroline in the preseason, was that just like a freak deal?
Yeah, it was just, I mean, it was... I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't expecting it. And it just happened, you know, and you just have to deal with it, pick up the pieces, and move on from there.
So. How frustrating was that? Because you were having a pretty good camp up to that point, if I remember.
Yeah, it was definitely a blow. And I just, you know, had to take it in stride, just, you know, say, just to get better, just work on getting better, rehabbing, and coming back out here and try to, you know, make a name for myself.
What was the message Coach Belichick had for you when that happened and they had to put you on?
An IR. You know, it just explained to me, you know, what the situation was and what I needed to be doing just to get ready to come out for spring camp. So
it's good.